I'm Sarah Sternozer, and welcome to Newsflash, New Science in Neurocritical Care, brought to you by the Neurocritical Care Society. Today I'm going to talk to you about the PRESERVE trial, which looked at IV sodium bicarbonate and N-acetylcysteine for prevention of contrast-induced nephropathy in high-risk patients undergoing angiography. These results were summarized by Weisberg et al. In the New England Journal of Medicine 2018. And it follows the contrast-induced nephropathy trial, which enrolled 2,308 patients and looked at all comers for sodium bicarbonate and acetylcysteine for prevention of contrast-induced nephropathy. That study didn't show any benefit, so these authors decided to look more specifically at patients who are high risk for kidney injury, specifically those with a GFR of 15 to 44.9 in all patients or 45 to 59.9 amongst those with diabetes. Patients were randomized in a 2x2 vectorial design to receive either IV sodium bicarb or normal saline, as well as oral acetylcysteine or placebo capsules. Patients who required an emergent angiogram were excluded. Patients received IV fluids between 1 to 3 mL per kg before angiography, 1 to 1.5 mL per kg during, and 1 to 3 mL per kg afterwards. Primary endpoints were death, need for dialysis, and persistent increase of 50% or more from baseline in serum creatinine. They also looked at secondary endpoints, including AKI, dialysis at 90 days, and hospitalization for any cause within 90 days, as well as death. A total of 5,177 patients underwent randomization, with 184 withdrawing. Most were excluded because they did not ultimately undergo angiography. 90% of the included patients were undergoing angio for coronary artery disease. The median age was about 70 in all groups, and there were no significant differences in demographics or other procedural factors. The median volume of IV fluids was not that high. It was 344 before, 114 cc's during, and 570 cc's after angiography. The primary endpoint was reached in 4.4% versus 4.7% in the sodium bicarbonate versus normal saline group, and it was met in 4.6% versus 4.5% in the acetylcysteine versus placebo groups. There was similarly no difference in any of the other secondary outpoints, including AKI or readmission at 90 days. The study was actually stopped early as pre-planned interim analysis showed no difference between the groups. This trial pretty conclusively shows no benefit of the administration of IV sodium bicarb or N-acetylcysteine to prevent contrast-induced acute injury, even in this high-risk population. As I mentioned, it follows other trials that have similarly shown no clear benefit. But the one caveat of this trial I would mention is that the median volume of contrast was only 85 cc's. This volume is relevantly small, as only 28 to 29%, depending on the group, underwent intervention. This means most patients were undergoing a diagnostic angio, and it is unclear if there may still be some limited potential benefit in patients receiving larger volumes of contrast. This has been your newsflash. Thank you so much for joining us. For the full text of this article, as well as a more detailed summary and commentary, please visit us at neurocriticalcare.org and find the news tab.